Finally, sometimes great sound just comes to you, without you even having to ask for it. Sometimes it's right there, outside your room, banging on your door, telling you you're grounded. Charlie Mintz tells the story of a boy and his father, and the music they make together.
I can remember exactly one time that my dad's gotten really mad at me. I was in 7th grade. I'd gotten a D on a math quiz and hadn't told him about it. One day, my math teacher handed the class progress reports and told us they had to be signed by a parent. I thought about forging my dad's signature. I'd seen him write it hundreds of times before, and it wasn't even particularly difficult, just an R and a hook diagonal line that was supposed to say Aubert Mintz. But then I thought about how embarrassing it would be to be that kid who gets caught forging his parent's signature, and figured it would be better to just tell him. When I came home from school that afternoon, I went to his office, which wasn't really an office, just a converted garage where he kept his computer and his stuff and did work. "Dad," I said, "there's something you have to sign," and gave him the paper. I've done worse things before and since, but nothing I've ever done has made my dad as angry as keeping my D from him did. He smacked the arm of his recliner with my paper and stood up, his face turning red and mean. He said something about me hiding things from him and overturned a chair next to his desk. For the rest of the day, he wouldn't speak to me. He was silent at breakfast and during the ride to school with my mom. All she'd say was that I should have told him. He only stayed mad for a day, but I got the point. I told him about my good grades and learned how to keep the bad ones secret. My friend Trevor was the opposite of me. He didn't really care about getting in trouble, and didn't change his behavior to avoid it. He took risks, always thought he could get away with whatever he was doing. His parents went out of town a lot, and almost every time they did, he'd throw a party, miss one beer can cleaning up the next morning, and get grounded. His dad was a nice guy. He'd regularly treat half a dozen of us to dinner and a movie. He'd been retired since I'd known him, and all I knew about him was that he played golf, bridge, and spent a lot of time at the country club. I knew he'd get mad sometimes. Lunchtime at school, Trevor would tell us about the latest trouble he'd gotten in, breaking us up with an imitation of his dad's Texas twang. Bob Friedman's anger was something his son's friends only got to experience secondhand. In front of us, he was smiley and easygoing, so that was the image we had of him. Then senior year came, and by total accident, something happened that let us hear what Bob Friedman sounded like when he stopped being polite and started getting real. Starting in about 10th grade, Trevor and I would send each other songs we'd recorded using GarageBand and the crappy mics that came with our computers. Songs were never very good, but we shared them anyway. One night, senior year, I got an instant message from him, begging me to listen to a song he'd just made. It was called You're Grounded, and it said it was by Trevor Friedman, featuring his father. I had an inkling what it was, but I thought it might have been just a funny title. When I finished downloading the track, I put on my headphones and played it. This is what I heard.
Okay, well, I was a senior in high school.
This is Trevor.
And I was supposed to be writing some, like, college essay. I forgot for which college I was writing for, but I've been writing for a really long time, and I basically got, you know, bored, obviously. So I decided to stop writing and to record a song, because that's what I do when I don't want to be doing work.
The track goes on like this, and on, and on. At this point, I'm basically just waiting for it to finish. Then I hear what sounds like knocking on the door. The music continues, and then there's another knock. But Trevor seems not to hear, and he keeps playing. Suddenly, I realize what's about to happen and start to feel sick.
So I'm recording, and the door flies open, and he, like, storms in. And, you know, I could see the sort of the energy loaded up in his face.
God, I'm getting pissed at you. Put that thing down and do what your mother told you. You are f***ing grounded. Dad. And act like you're... I told you, I don't want to have to tell you this again. Just do what you were told to do and listen to her.
Dad, I've been working for 3 hours.
I don't care if you've been working for 10 hours. Get the damn things done.
Meanwhile, my brother, his room is sort of across from my room, like across the hall, I guess you could say. So he hears all this commotion in my room. He sort of opens his door and sort of peeks his little head through. He's a year younger than me. And sort of just to check out what was happening. So he pokes his head through the door, and my dad looks at him and says,
"You shut up and just get back in your room. You're grounded too."
It's funny because he just hadn't even said anything. He was literally just innocently and sort of looking over to see what was happening.
This is kissing man like a long walk home when the music stops.
Things were not very good with my parents. I think that the stress from the application process exacerbated that. I think since things were not very good with my parents at the time, you know, he had enough already, and so the sound of my music from upstairs was enough to make him explode instantly.
So what were you thinking when he's on this tirade? Like, are you scared or like?
Not really scary, but at the same time, you know, I guess I would say that I'm at least legitimately intimidated by him because he's kind of an intimidating figure. You know, here's a person who doesn't want to be that involved most of the time, but knows that whenever he needs to be involved, he can very efficiently solve whatever needs to be solved in his mind. That's kind of an intimidating thing. He's like the muscle in the family. His usually when I get in trouble, it's usually not really about the particular like incident or whatever it is that I'm doing wrong. It's usually that whatever I'm doing wrong pisses off my mom, and then that pisses off him because you know he just wants things to be you know peaceful in his room. You know he doesn't really care what's happening in the rest of the house. You know he doesn't like doing it. I don't think any parent really enjoys, like, getting angry at their children, but, you know, so he likes it to be very efficient.
The yelling lasted about 25 seconds, which is pretty good if you're going for efficiency. Trevor said his dad is the kind of guy that would have completely gotten over his anger in an hour or so, and after a few days, he probably didn't even remember the incident. Trevor, on the other hand, was taking steps to immortalize it.
So I sent the recording instantly. I sent it to several of my friends, and, you know, it got around. People started sending it to each other, and more people started hearing about it and sort of memorizing the words that my dad screamed at me. And people who don't even know my dad know that recording, and some of the faculty members at our high school heard it.
I think the pinnacle moment for me with the recording was when...
This is George, one of our best friends.
Trevor brought his iPod into government class and played the recording for our government teacher, Miss Bakete. The look of shock and delight on her face was just was tremendous. When has she ever heard anything like that? Anything like a student's father going ape?
That pretty much gets at the heart of our fascination with it. Because when had any of us ever heard something like that? It was so strange to hear someone in that moment, so real. It had this weird fascination for us, and we never got tired of listening to it. We'd listen in the car, or at someone's house, or just hanging out. We'd come back to it again and again to hear Trevor's dad in this completely honest, unrehearsed moment of anger. It was just so unbelievable that one of us had managed to capture that. Our fascination with the track ran so deep that some of us got the idea to remix it. It was irresistible. The source material was just so good. All you had to do was set it to some incongruous music, and you had a hit. Without knowing it, Trevor's dad was providing the soundtrack for our senior year.
Put that thing down and do what your mother told you. You are grounded.
It almost became this sort of like a hit single within,
yeah.
Within the North County coastal community. It was pretty effing hilarious.
Get the damn thing done! Get the damn thing done! Get the damn thing done! Let's play what I'm about to say. Put that thing down and do what your mother told you. You are grounded. Dad, act like you're... I told you, I don't want to have to tell you this again. Just do what you were told to do and listen to her. Dad,
I've been working for 3 hours.
I don't care if you've been working for 10 hours. Get the damn thing done.
Trevor's dad was just trying to get his son to do some work, but instead he became a joke to an entire high school. It started with the remixes, and from there crept into our conversations, reaching this level of pervasiveness unlike any joke before. People who'd never even met him were making fun of him, memorizing his outburst and performing it in their best, or worst, Texas accents.
Alright, so it begins with Trevor noodling on the guitar, and then a knock on the door, and then more noodling, and then a knock on the door. God, I'm pissed at you. Do what your mother told you and get the damn things done. You are f***ing grounded.
But Dad, I've been working for 3 hours.
I don't care if you've been working for 10 hours. Get the damn things done.
The words weren't always accurate, but the spirit was right.
I'm pissed at you. Just put down that damn thing and do what your mother told you to. But Dad, I've been studying for 3 hours. I don't care if you've been studying for 20 million years. Just do what your mother told you. Don't think and shut up. God, you're grounded. Shut up. You're grounded too.
And sometimes the words were exactly right.
Okay.
I'm getting pissed at you. Put the thing down and do what your mother told you. You are f***ing grounded. Now, I won't have to tell you this again. You just put the thing down and listen to her. I don't know. You act like you're a... Dad, I've been working for 3 hours. I don't care if you've been working for 10 hours. Get the damn thing done. You just shut up and get back in your room. You're grounded, too.
Bob Friedman.
Someone normally probably wouldn't want other people to know that they're getting trouble with their dad, but I feel like the way that it came off and the words that he used and the tone of his voice and the tone of my voice at the time, it became sort of funny for me, and I was like instantly not, you know, embarrassed by it at all, and I was excited to tell everyone it.
It really says a lot about Trevor. I think, you know, I would feel so uncomfortable doing anything like that. I feel like for most people would sort of, they would feel like it was very disrespectful to reveal that sort of private display of emotion of their parents. I feel like people would feel that was very disrespectful or inappropriate or embarrassing even to show that. But Trevor, you know, I just, you know, Trevor's a goofy guy, and he's all about spreading the goof.
That's a good way of putting it.
I mean, not a lot of people really get the chance to sort of record one moment of like anger from their parents. You know, if I hadn't had it recorded, I probably would have sort of warped it in my mind over the years, but I'm glad that it got recorded.
He doesn't regret making his dad look ridiculous. He sees the whole thing as a subversive victory for himself. He was able to take this embarrassing moment, this kind of actually disturbing and uncomfortable moment, and remake it into something that's given his friends hours of, it's not too strong to say, joy. And his dad is completely oblivious to it all. Trevor wonders sometimes what would happen if he let him in on the joke.
We've always sort of talked about, hypothetically, what would happen if he ever did listen to it.
Uh-huh.
And I really don't know. It's sort of a 50-50 chance as to whether or not he would be really, really angry and offended by it, sort of knowing that that all my friends and I have basically made a complete mockery of my father. Or he would just think that it's really funny and sort of not really remember. You know, he probably doesn't remember the exact day when he yelled at me. He probably doesn't even remember yelling at me anymore. But I guess there might be a third outcome or a third thing that happened. Maybe he would just be so confused by it because it's such a weird thing. Like, I always sort of imagine, like, all my friends in the room, you know, listening to this recording. You know, my dad walks in, everyone sort of word for word, like, you know, saying, you know, sort of mimicking my dad, mocking him in a way, everyone knowing all the words to this weird, arbitrary, like, anger session. And, you know what I mean? Like, how'd he react to that? I don't really know. I feel like if it were me and everyone was sort of saying exactly what I was saying, word for word, on this recording, something I didn't even really remember. I don't know. I think I'd be confused. I'd probably feel a little bit, you know, a little anger and a little bit of just, you know, sheer confusion.
I still think about the recording whenever I see Trevor's dad. I think about how something he said and probably forgotten are living on in the memory of a bunch of college kids. It's a funny kind of immortality. To be remembered as the guy who told his kids to get the damn things done. To be the butt of a really good inside joke. It's a tough break. You try to get your kid to finish his college applications and wind up with your voice set to pop music by some smartass with time on his hands. May the rest of us never be so unfortunate.
Put that thing down and do what your mother told you. You are f***ing grounded. Don't act like I told you, I don't want to have to tell you this again. Just do what you were told to do and listen to her.
Dad, I've been working for 3 hours.
I don't care if you've been working for 10 hours. Get the damn thing done. You shut up. I'm getting this.